This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve wraps up a meeting today in Washington, and the expectation is that policymakers will launch more monetary stimulus to boost the economy. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reports now on what exactly the Fed can do.
Imagine that the Fed is at a rock concert with an economic amplifier. At the lowest level, zero is the option of doing nothing. Brian Sozzi, an analyst with independent research firm NBG Productions, describes the next step.
One would be continued what I call a jawboning of the market. They can extend lower from interest rates beyond 2014.
Turn the amplifier up to 2, and you have this option, according to Bloomberg LP economist Joe Bruce Wellis.
Intentionally using inflation to get consumers to spend more and bring down the unemployment rate.
At 7, the Fed can continue its current stimulus called Operation Twist. That's designed to lower long-term interest rates, like for your mortgage. And at the high end, around 10, the Fed can buy up treasury bonds and mortgage securities. After that, the Fed may want to look to the movie This is Spinal Tap.
Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
Luckily, the markets are used to the Fed getting noisy. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.